Tim, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
This is Mix 94.5's Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey podcasters, Clancy, Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, on today's catch up, the latest news on the coronavirus.
Clancy finally had the courage to talk about his stingy brother.
We played Wheel of Clancy.
And the political editor from Channel 10, Peter Van Onselen, joined us to talk about questions for the government.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
And, of course, we've been talking about corona obviously a lot. We have, you know, have a responsibility to talk about the facts and talk about the lighter side of things, but it does feel on this Monday morning that things have changed just a little.
It's quite serious. It feels quite serious out there. I know it's good to see that most people are keeping a lid on it, most people.
Yeah.
Did see the huge queue outside of Coles at 5 to 11 yesterday morning. I thought, oh, I better get up the Coles and get a couple of things. And I saw the queue, which was about, no kidding, 100 metres long, including a mosh pit at the very entrance waiting for the doors to open. I thought, I don't really need that.
Might just leave.
Yeah.
Were the people in the mosh pit at the front armed with trolleys? Because that could be dangerous if there's a rush.
You know, I didn't go into the car park, so I couldn't quite see, but there was a lot of people.
Yeah, give us a call, 133353, and tell us how you've been affected by coronavirus. Obviously, over the weekend and Scott Morrison coming out saying we're going to ban events of more than 500 people, so there's been a lot of things that are shut down. Lots of people talking about whether or not their kids can still go to school. At this stage, you still can.
Well, there's people sort of putting them in the car right now going, do I do this? Do I not? Do I hit them home?
And you know what? I'll admit, over the weekend, I did start to feel really overwhelmed by it because I guess we're seeing it everywhere. And it's important that we all keep on top of our own mental health and keep things in perspective.
Of course.
And I saw a story that in Germany, they're still running Big Brother. Right? They've got Big Brother. Now, those people in Germany.
Grossenbrutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
They went into the house, into their own Big Brother lockdown on February 6th. So they don't know what coronavirus is.
They have no idea what's going on.
No, at the time there was a case in Bavaria that they knew about, that a couple of people, but they didn't. They do not know what is happening to the rest of the world. So they're living in this beautiful ignorance and they've been basically, it's been decided that the only reason they will be told is if something happens to a family member.
So they're in a beautiful bubble right now.
They're hanging out in the hot tub. They're doing, because they have no concept. And I suppose that to me, that's partly reassuring because it reminds me, you know, sometimes the less you know,
yes,
the better.
Yes, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
They're just in there not knowing what's going on and knowing they'll probably get a radio gig.
Yeah, and not knowing that the world has taken a turn for the Bradfirst.
What do you do?
But yeah, give us a call.
Bavarian.
Give us a call, 133353. Tell us how you've been affected by coronavirus because we want to keep the community chat going. Yeah. We want to keep, you know, reaching out to one another and see what we can
do.
And
it is hard to keep a lid on it, on your emotions. You know, I think we're pretty good at kind of going, well, I'm sure the truth is somewhere in the middle of these sort of big claims.
Mm-hmm.
But those of us with elderly parents who live on their own, you know, I've certainly been thinking about my mum and how we're going to look after her.
You know what else it does? It actually brings out the smarts in people because at Coles on Cambridge Street on the weekend, on Saturday, we lined up. You could see people lining up outside, but there's also a car park. People were taking the lift to be right outside the Coles. So they were behind the glass doors, ready to go.
Yes. Wow.
People are very, very clever, aren't they?
They certainly are.
There's so much talk and so many different arguments about the coronavirus and what it's doing to our lives right now. It's got to be careful that you check in with the people that you care about and even your stranger next door.
Absolutely. It's a time for neighbourhoods to step up and it is unprecedented, certainly in my lifetime, to have something so big that it's very hard not to just talk about coronavirus.
Yeah, and we just want to keep the conversation going and see how it's affecting you. Kylie's in Shenton Park. Kylie, what have you been experiencing?
Well, my parents are 80 and 83. They're currently on a cruise ship and we're not exactly sure where they are right now. They've been cruising around. They were supposed to be going through Asia and it got diverted about 3 weeks ago. Got off in the Seychelles. It was allowed to refuel in Sri Lanka and then it got diverted to Broome, but they were going to be making Broome at 5 a.m. this morning, so they missed the band.
Right, okay.
Or the ban.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit of a joke amongst myself and my brothers. We're in the world of mum and dad.
Wow. And so how long has it been since you've been able to communicate with them, Kylie?
Well, I've not spoken to them for over a month, but they've emailed us once during the week. So when they get close to land, I think they email. But there's no one sick on board. No one's been on or off for about 3 weeks now. They've actually not touched the port for 16 days. And so it's a bit of a corona sanctuary.
Well, Kylie, it might be safer to keep them there, Kylie.
Yes, exactly.
They seem to be like in there in the dream spot.
They're like the people in the Big Brother house, yeah.
yeah, restock with party supplies and keep going.
Yeah. Oh, endless bingo on board. Get me on.
Bingo and beer?
Oh. Putting. Apparently a lot of putting competitions.
Oh, yes. There will be a bit of that going on.
Well, it's reassuring to know they're okay, Kylie. I hope that continues for you.
Completely safe. Well, they've been diverted to Fremantle and we're just trying to negotiate to get them off the boat.
Yes, so. Right.
Okay, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, not easy, that's for sure. Thanks, Kylie. Nice.
Thanks, Kylie. And keep us updated on the folks.
Yeah, do.
We're caring about what's going on with them.
And Matt in Hilbert, how's this affecting you, the coronavirus?
Mainly my business. I run a live streaming company. In fact, we actually live streamed that cricket match with you, Clearsy, a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes, mate. Yeah, beautiful job.
Our business is entirely sport-based. So we've had every single job cancelled or postponed at this point in time.
Sure.
So we had a dozen staff pretty much scheduled for the weekend, and on Friday at 5 in the afternoon we had to tell everyone, sorry, it's not happening this week, and we don't know when it's happening.
Yeah,
it's tough, man.
And it's got a lot of repercussions sort of for anyone in the broadcast industry or events or anything like that. You know, we're already hurting now.
Matt, have you thought about just playing on loop Claire's catch from that cricket match?
That was bloody good.
We certainly enjoyed that job. It was a super fun job. First time cricket for us, and we really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh. Quickly, how the bushfires, was raising money that night at the Wacker, but they got pushed out of the headlines because of everything that's been going on the past month.
Mm. Yeah. But, Matt, it's important what you're saying. Like, you know, we keep preaching, everybody think about each other. We've got a lot of friends that have lost their jobs in the events industry and arts and things like that, performers who have lost their incomes
because
the comedy
diaries.
Festivals have shut down. And, you know, and I've seen some posts from them saying, hey, we've lost our jobs so that we can save lives. You know, so if you're out there and you're not self-isolating or you're not doing the right thing, then all of this will be for naught. So try and think of everybody else who's lost their jobs at the moment. It's not an easy time, is it?
No, it's not. And it really infuriates you when you look at some of the things that have happened in the last week with people arriving back on shores. These are famous people arriving on our shores and then going about business as usual. And all of a sudden,
boom!
Oh, I've got this. It's like, come on, man. Really need to be using our brains right now, looking after each other and listening to advice from people. It's important. Don't sweep it under the carpet.
Yeah, thanks,
awesome.
Matt. All the best, Matt.
Good luck.
Cheers.
I think it's important in these times that people have still got a bit of a sense of humour.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a Sir Michael on Twitter who said, I've stocked up, this is day one, I've stocked up on enough non-perishable food and supplies to last me for months, maybe years, so I can remain in isolation for as long as it takes to see out the pandemic. 45 minutes later, I'm in the supermarket because I really wanted a Twix.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Clancy, you big brave soul, you want to tell us a story about your brother and now he's not in town. You thought, now's the perfect time.
All of a sudden I'm Mr. Yellow Belly because I'm just calling something here about my brother.
You've been champing at the bit to tell this story, but we had to wait for Qantas flight 418 to Brisbane to have landed before we could do it.
Well, I'm champing at the bit. You know? I did mention it subtly to you two.
I mean, he'd be listening on the podcast, right?
Oh,
so
absolutely.
He'd know
catch
all
up.
Of this
loves
later.
It.
Jeez,
yeah.
I hope he isn't. My brother's a sweetheart, right? He's 5 years younger.
Yep.
So he's your age, Matt. He's 50 this year. In fact, he's 50 next month. He's a sweetheart. He wouldn't hurt a fly, my brother. He's by profession, he's a wedding singer and DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Guglia, that's funny. Sorry, I love that movie so much, The Wedding Singer. But my brother came over because he performed for free at one of his best mate's wife's 50th birthday, which is very cool.
Oh, nice.
The free gig. I remember
sweet.
Those well.
Yep. So he did a free gig. However, what I'm going to say is that I don't get to catch up with my bro very often. We went out for dinner last time we were in Brisbane and all the rest of it, but he came to dinner at our place.
Oh, nice.
So what do you do when you're turning 50 and you roll up to someone's for dinner? What was the first thing you'd think you'd probably do?
I would probably normally take a bottle of wine or a dessert or something. Oh. Chocolate.
So it's his 50th birthday dinner?
Well, not at all. His 50th is next month. He's just rolling up to dinner while he's in Perth. There's
A packet of, what do you call it, favourites, chocolates.
Yeah, yeah.
No token bottle of wine.
Okay.
No favourites chocolates.
Okay.
No flowers for Laurie. Not even a bag of salt and vinegar.
Oh.
The brother rolled up as the stingy sibling and ate, drank and got merry and then left.
Okay. Did he turn up on time?
He was pretty much on time.
Okay, well, there's one tick in the box.
He borrowed his mate's car. He didn't hire one.
No. He probably crashed it.
I just think it's funny. I don't want to talk about stingy siblings. He's not a kid. He's not 18.
No.
He's actually rocked up with nothing and he's turning 50.
And part of you wonders whether it's because it's a sibling.
Yes.
Like he sort of Maybe. Thinks, well, because I'm going to my bro's house, Clancy's not really going to care if I bring it. You know, if he went to someone else's dinner, if it was a friend's house,
yeah,
he might have thought, oh, I better take something, otherwise I'm going
to
look.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's face it. We talk to our family members in ways that would get you into a fist fight
of course.
In normal life.
Oh, you get a message from your brother Carl every day that's one of those. I see that. And it's funny you say Clancy because he's Clancy as well.
Oh,
so
in
Brisbane, he's Clancy and I'm Clancy here. Oh. So he calls me Dean. And
right.
Paul.
So, God. Of the two of you,
yeah.
because you have been fiscally frugal in the past.
I love where this is going.
Yeah. What are you, Josh Frydenberg?
The people you think are friends.
No, you've got great manners, so you would absolutely bring the bottle of wine.
Are you saying that Clancy's careful with his money?
He's careful with his money. He's not an idiot.
Yeah.
He's careful with his money.
Reuse that tea bag?
Between the two of you,
yeah.
is your brother the stingier sibling?
Oh, my God. You need to ask that, Kimber. Can't you tell already?
Is he definitely?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Well, there's your evidence right there from dinner
yeah, true.
Last week.
Okay.
Well, give us a call, right? 133353. Tell us about your stingy sibling, because we could have, I think you're right onto something here, Kimber. I think he's only doing that because it's family.
Because it's family, he can get away
with
it.
You can rock up and go, sorry, didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my 19-year-old daughter and her boyfriend, they roll up and they bring something.
Yeah, but it's the boyfriend.
Oh, you reckon?
He's got to please.
I'm worried.
He's got to please Perth Clancy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm worried I'm the stingy sibling. I'm the one who rocks up to mum's place and goes, oh, I didn't bring anything. Is that cool?
So you dubbed yourself in.
Maybe.
Yes,
and I'm sorry, Clancy, I had a go at you for having a go at your brother, but that's only because I'm in protection mode at the moment because I know that I'm the stingy sibling.
Ah, okay. You reacted to it.
Yes, I did. I reacted badly.
No,
in general,
good,
are you stingy or is there a particular event?
No, I don't think I'm stingy, but I do think at home I'm the one that's always been quite careful.
Oh, yes.
Right. Do we really need that?
Yeah.
Do we really need
turn
to
those
do
lights
that?
Off, you're wasting
yes,
power.
Yes, that kind of thing. Shut the fridge!
Yeah, I didn't take it the wrong way. We're all good. You're amongst friends.
We want to know about your stingy siblings. Dob them in. 133353. John in Les Murdy, who's stingy in your family?
Right, this is it. You won't believe it. But my family, brother-in-law and sister-in-law live in Geraldton. We live in Les Murdy. They go on a Bali holiday, not once, but about three times. So they come down, stay with us for a couple of days first. So the holiday begins at our house.
Yes.
Bring nothing, not a thing. So eat, drink, do the lot. Just leave their car there because they don't want to pay for parking. Which is fair enough. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
And then go to Bali. Have a great holiday. Come back. Open your suitcase, duty-free, grogs, everything. Don't give us a thing. Continue to eat and drink everything for another day, then go home. Not once, twice, three times.
Boom.
Oh. Never again. Never again. Oh.
John, have you ever brought it up?
No. I haven't. I just think people get an idea about what to do. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least.
Never again.
Back of manners.
I mean, I can't believe they didn't even bring you back one of those, you know, penis-shaped bottle openers.
Yeah.
Even a bottle of something I don't like to drink.
Yeah. It's just the gesture, isn't it? Yeah.
Something you could re-gift, even.
Oh, John would love this Stone's Green Ginger Wine.
Couldn't get enough. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, John from Les Murdy, forever known as Never Again.
Never
call
Again.
Him. Not bad. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on
Mix 94.5. All right, Perth, it's time for your favourite game show. Kimber Cahill, come on down.
All right. Woo, woo,
woo. Matt Dutinsky, come on down.
That's what I'm talking
You're
about.
You're the next contestants on...
Crazy.
Now, here's everybody's favourite host, Dean Clancy.
Welcome to the Wheel of Clancy. We need to spin the wheel to see which game we're playing on this Monday morning. Oh, Kimber's broken the wheel already. That was a good start. Needs running repairs, that one.
It does. This one's a bit...
Oh.
I can tell you straight away, it's landed on this game.
First word.
Okay.
This one is Matt's strength.
He does like first word, which we play.
So they play the beginning of the song
start
before
of a song.
They start singing.
Yep, you have to press your squirrel or whatever your sound effect is this week.
I've got the pig.
Chicken.
And the pig.
All right.
Are you ready to play first word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Song number one. Let's get straight to it. I can tell you, Scorcher, Kimber 6, Matt 4.
Why'd you bring that up?
It's damning. Matthew.
She leads a lonely life. She leads a lonely life.
See, he's good at this.
He is good at this.
No, I'm a changed man.
You remember lyrics.
Yeah.
Matt 1, Kimber 0. Let's go to song number 2. Is that you again, Matt?
Yep.
I can't. I haven't heard a pig.
Well, I know what the song is. All?
Mustang. Did I not get a go at guessing it afterwards?
Well, I forgot how the rules work. Oh. So you get that one anyway.
Damn it.
Thanks, Blaise. Yeah. I was going to say Mustang.
I'm so confused. Yeah, I thought you were. Let's go to song number 3. It's one apiece.
Oh, that was tough. Maddie.
Don't.
Are you a Port Adelaide supporter? Don't ask me. It's the one that played before the games. Oh, I wonder if they'll play it with no crowd there.
I'm not smiling or laughing. I'm being really hardcore.
He's like, and he's also giving me this really weird stare, like back down.
No.
It's just a game, you weirdo.
No, it's not. Not when I'm 6'4 behind.
Yeah.
Matt has changed. This is a different time, Kimber.
I'm not
Kimber.
Even going to look at you.
Matt is 2, Kimber is 1 only because I forgot the rules.
Psyching you out.
Yeah, right.
Okay, this is song number 4. You two stop fighting, will you? Kimber Kale.
Court? Oh, no.
Matt, do you want to have a go?
Oh, blew it.
Obviously, it's incorrect. I don't remember how to play.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, here we go. Put on my blue suede shoes.
Annoying.
That was Mark Cohen's Walking in Memphis. Matt 2, Kimber 1.
Glad I didn't know that one.
Song 5. Cohen Squeaky, what do you got, Matt?
Heading.
You're going with heading. Kimber, do you want to have a go at this to even the scores up? What do you reckon?
How's that first line that goes...
Yeah, that's what we're trying to play, first word.
What do you want to go with? What do you think?
Walking in Memphis?
No.
Don't say that. You put her off.
I don't actually know if I know the word. I think I've always just gone, heading into Highland.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
that's right.
So that's your official answer?
Yeah, you said heading, didn't you?
Here it is. Revan is the
Revan.
Word.
Oh,
Revan. Who knew that?
Revan is the word.
See, that's because he's not very articulate, is he?
No.
But don't be disappointed, Matt, because you've had a win. 2-1.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're being such a smug. Look at that behaviour.
Oh.
You're a poor loser.
No, I'm not.
Poor winner.
You're just cutting me down because I'm a tall poppy.
Would you two get a room and self-isolate for 14 days, please? Matt 5, Kimber 6. We're at that point.
That feels better.
We're at that point in time, aren't we, where it's getting pretty serious here. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning. On Mix 94.5. We thought we'd catch up with the editor, the Network 10 political editor, Peter Van Onselen, for his take on what's going on with the government's moves and the rest of it with the crisis right now with corona. Peter, firstly, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.
I mean, we've got Peter Dutton testing positive for coronavirus, spending the day in a closed room with Scott Morrison, and then ScoMo goes out to a Hillsong event over the weekend with hundreds of people. People want to feel safe in our government, and I don't feel like our government are making decent choices.
No, and they're so inconsistent. I mean, yesterday on Insiders in the morning, you had the chief medical officer turn up. I was there in the green room shaking the hands of people.
Yeah.
I just want to say for the record. But then he goes on air with David Spears. He says no problem with handshaking. And then literally just a matter of a few hours later, the Prime Minister stands up and says handshaking is out.
Right.
That's the sort of inconsistency that actually does make people worry. What it comes down to is it's because things are moving very quickly and there's no definitive right or wrong here. But I would have thought, and this is the point I made on the program, I would have thought it's all about the government setting the right example for others and also being as cautious and prudent as possible. And to me, that says the cabinet should self-isolate just in case after what happened with Peter Dutton. It says don't encourage handshaking. In fact, actively discourage it. Don't wait for the PM to do it a few hours after what the chief medical officer did. These are the sort of actions that I think Australians need to hear so that we then copy that rather than look at our leaders and say, well, you guys seem pretty relaxed about it, so maybe we can be as well.
Peter, I think we all understand the difficult position that they find themselves in. They don't want to cause unnecessary panic. We get that. But certainly within this room, we're watching what's happening in Italy where they've basically said for 2 weeks, let's just shut it down. You know, no one's paying rent. Everything literally is in limbo. And it seems to be, for us anyway, as people who don't know, are quite a sensible move. Is there any, feeling or energy in the government to do something like that?
I think we are moving in that direction. But our shutdown will come from a slightly different space.
Mm.
Their shutdown is from a health crisis point.
Mm.
It has spread so fast and so out of control and hospitals can't cope. They're doing a shutdown for that reason. Our shutdown, which I think will come and possibly this week, even early this week, when it comes, though, with the numbers where they're at here, even though they're escalating, they're still in the hundreds, not the thousands. The shutdown here is actually about controlling the spread of it so that it doesn't become Italy. So it's as much about a bit of a shutdown where it's necessary for health reasons, then maybe wind it back for economic reasons so that the whole economy doesn't collapse as a consequence of the shutdown.
Yep, yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if we have a tic-tac, almost like a tennis match, back and forth with shutdowns starting and finishing as they try to control the spread without completely busting the economy.
Mm. Yeah, because there has been a lot of focus on the economy first. And what we need at this point in time, Peter, is leadership. And the Prime Minister, well, he pulled out of the NRL game, but he still went to his Hillsong religious event. You need consistency, don't you, in your leaders?
Oh, I was just horrified that he decided to leave the mass ban until Monday rather than doing it instantly. I was more horrified when he kept making messages about the football and wanting to go. He finally pulled out. But even when he pulled out, he blamed the media.
Yeah.
I had to pull out because of the media. It's just, to me, what is that? What message is that sending? I mean, he was even saying words to the effect of, I want to go because it might be my last chance to go for a while.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. That to me is irresponsible messaging. I think, though, and maybe I'm being too hopeful here, I think his media conference yesterday and his media blitz today is the start of him trying to, if you like, avoid those sort of messages. And hopefully what we also get after this is a bit more consistency.
Well, one thing that I'm noticing, I mean, I know social media can drive the chaos and it has forced people into this panic buying situation, but social media is also driving more change than politics to me. Like, we've got elderly people getting their own shopping hours now. There's limits on shopping. Amazon's shutting down people who have tried to profit from crisis. Do we need to be more vocal as citizens towards our government to start making better choices?
Well, this is the decision I've made as a commentator. I can tell you behind the scenes, you get pressure, real pressure from within the government not to speak out like I've been doing. They say that you're adding to the problems rather than the solutions. But frankly, I just don't agree with that. I think that where there is a void, a massive gulf with a lack of leadership or a lack of action or slow responses, it's us speaking out, whether it's journalists or whether it's citizens via social media, that willingness to do that and then things like, as you mentioned, businesses acting when the government isn't acting, like what's happened with Woolies. Lisa Wilkinson on The Project did a great editorial last night calling for Woolies to do exactly what they've now done.
Mm.
This sort of action can fill the gap when government's not showing the leadership that we need, as long as it's positive and as long as it's well-informed. So that would be the only caveat I would say for everyone. We don't want to, if you like, be spreading rumour that isn't true, but we absolutely want to be speaking truth to power when it comes to government that frankly just wants to shut down dissent at this point in time.
Mate, just a quick one. You brought it up yourself. I know a lot of medicos on social media are calling for the sort of bans and isolating of a community that we're talking about. We keep throwing in the word economy. I mean, how much problem or how much damage to an economy would a two-week shutdown do?
Oh, huge. Huge damage. But if the two-week shutdown can lead to less of a health crisis out the other side of it, that damage might be the lesser of evils. And that's the balancing act that this is all about. It sounds horrible to, if you like, think about the economy when there's a health crisis afoot. But if you can manage the economy in a way that minimises the health crisis, you get the least bad outcome. There are no good outcomes now in this crisis. It's all about managing the risk so that we get the least bad outcome at the other side of it.
Hey, Peter, thanks for your time today, mate.
Thanks, guys. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed. You know, I've sometimes wondered if airport workers do get discounts on flights.
Oh, yes.
You know, whether they get mates rates.
Sure.
But it turns out it doesn't actually matter. An American Airlines baggage handler just fell asleep on the job and he ended up flying from Kansas City to Chicago in the belly of a Boeing 737. I'm a leaving
on a jet plane. Oldie but a goodie.
Oh, yeah. So he'd had a few drinks.
He'd had a tipple.
He admits to being slightly intoxicated on the job. I suppose he thought, if I'm just throwing some bags, literally throwing some bags into the plane.
As hard as I can.
Especially the ones that are labelled fragile.
Yeah. Especially the guitars.
Yeah, it'll be fine. But apparently he just thought, I just need a little nap inside the cargo hold. And apparently it's not unusual for them to take naps because they get quite tired throwing the bags around.
Yes.
Except they don't normally do it inside the plane. But he just had a little nod off No one noticed him missing, and he was not identified or realised until he landed at O'Hare International Airport at about 7:30 local time.
Whoops.
Well, so presumably a bit, you know, it's still winterish in the States, and he was in Kansas City, and it was probably a bit cold, and you get into the baggage hold and it's a bit warmer.
Oh, it'd be so snuggly, especially if he's got one under his belt.
Yeah,
I mean, they do keep it quite comfortable in the baggage hold because they say they've sometimes got live animals travelling
in there.
So they keep it on average anywhere between 15-23 degrees type thing. So pretty chilly.
I'm surprised nothing barked and woke him up, though, while he was down there.
Yeah, but apparently, too, because phone use is banned on the tarmac. He didn't have a phone, so he couldn't call anybody. So he just had to sleep it out through the rest of the trip until he arrived.
And you know what the authorities are claiming? The first thing that he said when he walked out of the baggage hold?
What's that?
I'm not in Kansas anymore.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
There's so much going on with Corona, we thought we'd throw a few things your way, and there have been a couple of announcements made overnight.
Yeah, life is a roller coaster, particularly if you're trying to drive a Woolworths trolley at 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah, isn't it?
Sounds like you speak from experience, mate.
Oh, well, lots of people panic buying and going out and doing a lot of these things because coronavirus has just got people very scared.
Yes, it does. So you have to sort of dissect the information that you need. We see that Woolworths have launched a dedicated shopping hour in stores to help support the needs of the elderly people and those, you know, the people who we have to care about the most right now.
Yes, apparently, excuse me, we have to get this passed in Western Australia because it goes against our shopping hours.
Right, okay.
Well, I certainly know old people are up at dawn, aren't they? They'd love a bit of a 7 to 8 a.m. shop.
Yeah, well, they're ready to go. I mean, that's been the thing is at the moment there's lots of people who are in a privileged position where they might have been able to stockpile get lots of food and resources for their families. But some of these people who are elderly just can't do that. They don't have the resources.
They don't have the money. Yeah.
It's hard for them to get around. So if we can do this dedicated shopping time that Woolworths are proposing from 7 to 8 a.m.
And it's not just the elderly, it's people with disabilities as well. It's a lot harder to get to stores and get around. So
from 7 to 8 a.m. when they can get that passed from tomorrow until Friday. So hopefully that'll help a few people.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a complete change of legislation or just a tick of approval from the government.
From the state government. Right.
Yeah, so there is quite a bit going on. And of course, the Education Department, a lot of people saying, should we lock down and shut down schools? And there's arguments both ways for that at this point.
Yes, and of course, cruise ships and international travellers are being asked to self-isolate. So I hope that goes well.
Mm.
What are you doing? Oh, self-isolating, but I'm happy to catch up.
But I'll pop down the shops. Yeah, don't do that.
Have we ever trusted the honour system? I think more than ever we need
to now. Let's hope we can. Yeah. Do the right thing and stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
Friday was a beauty with a special guest, mate.
It was Bert Labonte, who finished Cloud Street last night. I think that was the last performance or gathering that they were going to allow. So I hope that went really well. Bert's from Mauritius, so he's a beautiful light chocolate colour, and I'm a pasty whitey.
Yep.
And I thought at this time, not only do we need to give Mount Lawley their song, but we also need to bring a bit of harmony.
Yeah.
Harmony into the world.
Yep.
And no better person to go to than Bert Labonte for that. So,
very sweet, loving video too that you've done there, mate.
Absolutely. Go and see that at mix.com.au or the Facebook page. Mount Lawley, this one's for you.
Your coffee and your white tea. We should have one together in Mount Lawley. Side by side at the Scotsman, friends we'll be on Beaufort Street. We all know that suburbs are the same wherever you go.
Yeah, kind of.
There is good and bad.
Yeah, that's true, man.
In everyone.
As we learn to live, and we learn to sort our rubbish, so we recycle right.
Bang on.
So Mount Lawley, it shines.
Yes, that's me.
On Walcott Street.
I'm seeing Rick Astley.
When it ends, doesn't matter. IGA's open
Jackman.
Learn to be a tree.
You are a great tree,
Thank
bird.
Thank you, mate. On Vincent Street.
Oh, and you know what's cool?
What's cool?
There's a primary and a high school just a short walk away.
Oh, wow.
Hamer Park is just great. Oh, to be
in Mount Lolly.
If I win on the lotto, then just maybe. 'Cause the houses are awesome, but the prices are beyond me. Yes, I'm sure that to buy here an ear, nose, throat doctor, you'd have to be.
Mix 94.5, Matt Sinton from Mount Lawley right there with a very special guest joining us.
Yeah, Bert Labonte, what a lovely bloke.
Yeah, and the video is up at mix.com.au and Mix Facebook as well.
Yeah, lovely holding hands as you walked. Ooh, is that okay?
Yeah, no, we'd sanitised before we touched each other.
Yeah, it was before social distancing.
It was, yes. If we did it now, we'd perform it but a metre and a half apart.
Yeah.
You've got to have the space.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
Now, I wanted to have a little rant.
Oh, okay. I'll be back. I'm just going to go grab
a
tea.
Are you okay, mate?
I was just thinking, you know, yesterday when I drove past Coles and everyone's experienced the kind of queues and the seeming madness and people were being well behaved, but there was a bit of aggro. And I was thinking, you know, it's funny, our parents and us, the two generations that have never had to be defined by sort of struggles through things like wars and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, we always look back on the 25th of April and give ourselves a collective pat on the back about what a great country we are because of the sacrifices that people made for us.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is absolutely true. And you think back to those times during World War II particularly, because I guess that was the one that was, you know, we all felt that the country was potentially going to be invaded.
Mm.
People were dealing with not having anything. It was rationing. And when I talked to my grandparents about it, often, and the two of them were in England at the time, they actually had an enjoyable time because they felt part of a community.
Okay.
Yeah,
even
right.
though they had nothing, they wrote bloody songs about it.
Yeah.
Fuck up your troubles, you know, while you've Lucifer to light your fog. You know, like they got a match to light their ciggy and they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking 1939 to 45, but people remember it like it's yesterday.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, because we've never been defined or had to be fortunately defined by that kind of thing, we're sort of reaching our Anzac moment. You know, and I think we as a community are getting to a point now where we can make a choice. We can either choose to sort of, go, you know, believe the myth that the only way to survive things is to look after yourself,
mm-hmm.
or we can go, which I think is real, which is the only way to survive is if everyone is looked after.
Yep.
You know, if you've got 1,000 rolls of toilet paper and your neighbor's got none, that ain't going to end well.
Mm-mm.
But if everyone's got 2 rolls, we'll be all right. We'll just have to learn to be a bit more economical with our wiping technique.
Yeah. Well, you're going to hear the neighbours in the shower a lot.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, society works best and remains civil when everyone is sacrificing the same amount.
Yeah.
And it's a time where we're sort of, it's easy to be seduced by the kind of feeling of me, 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 self, self, self.
Yeah.
But actually the panacea to all this is us.
Mm-hmm.
Us, us, us.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
How's this for a finish to Game 3 of the NBL Grand Final Series?
Wildcats are 5 minutes from a 2-1 lead, and Bryce Cotton has been sensational again.
Dwayne, that last time out, Trevor Gleeson realising his team was behind in the rebounding was all about boards. Here's Nick Kay again.
Oh, my
Nick
God.
Nick Kay time. And every grand final game in this incredible NBL Grand Final Series has been won by the away team.
Almost unheard of, isn't it? You know, the home court advantage? Not.
Well, yes. And now that we don't have really home court advantage, will that change things?
Oh, I hope not. I hope it comes good for us on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, it is Friday. There was some talk NBL thinking about bringing the game forward because of coronavirus, but it is now going to be Friday. And I wish we could play on the Sydney court again. But anyway, it will be here at RSC Arena.
And if we win this one, we've got it.
Another title. Brilliant. Now, the word from Woolies. We did talk about them launching a dedicated shopping hour in our stores to support the needs of elderly and people with disabilities, which is a good initiative.
Great initiative.
Yeah, so from tomorrow until at least Friday, Woolworths are going to be opening their shop from 7 to 8 a.m., which will just be for the elderly and those with disabilities so that they can get their shopping done in peace without everybody clambering over them for toilet paper.
Yeah, please do respect that.
Yeah
it was a national decision. Yeah. Unfortunately, ours, the state government, are all for this idea. They just have to find a way to give it the tick of approval.
Okay.
So we'll catch up with the Premier tomorrow.
And okay, good.
Dennis Cometti in as well with a weird start to the AFL season.
But the two most powerful people in the state.
Absolutely. Well, Dennis, number one, of course. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.